Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got a message from Len Fasano, who is the minority leader in the Senate. And apparently there'll be a big rally at the Capitol coming up on Saturday. And it runs from noon to 3 on the North Lawn. So that's the big one. But in towns all across the state, there are meetings in which the residents are getting gathered to sound off about tolls, which is still a very real possibility. And so to tell us a story of the one that was going on in Greenwich is Laura Devlin. She represents the 134th General Assembly, and she is here for a few minutes. That'd be Fairfield. And who else is in your district there?
That would be the town of Trumbull.
That's well, okay. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you, by the way. It's been
thank you very much.
Never been able to talk to you. But this is going on. I mean, Bristol's done it. Name any town. They've had these meetings saying no tolls generally. No tolls, no tolls, no tolls. I suspect that's what was going on in Greenwich. But what happened on Monday night?
So Monday night, Senator Henry Martin, who is the Senate ranking, I am the House ranking member on the Transportation Committee, we were in Greenwich and sharing a presentation to local residents. It's an open public meeting about tolls. You know, one of the things that we knew early on was that we didn't have the numbers to be able to stop toll bills out of the Transportation Committee.
Right.
News out of Hartford doesn't always travel far, so we wanted to take the facts out to the people, and that's what we were doing in Greenwich.
What are the facts, by the way?
Well, so the facts are that regardless of the number of gantries that are promised, regardless of discounts that are promised to Connecticut residents, regardless of anything that's sort of thrown against the wall to get support, the state is trying to collect about $1 billion in revenue, and a minimum of 60% of that is going to come out of the pockets of Connecticut residents.
Right, and you see this, and I think it's being phrased, and it's actually true. If it's coming out of your pocket, it's a tax.
Absolutely. In fact, the truck, the lawsuit in Rhode Island, which was brought by the truckers because Rhode Island had implemented truck-only tolls, the court said because tolls are a tax that we can't make this decision, so they threw it back down to the state level.
Well, okay. So anyway, a funny thing happened at that meeting the other night. And, you know, in a sense, it's a profile in courage. What exactly happened in Greenwich?
So we had a visitor in Greenwich. The governor showed up, which was not a real surprise.
Well,
and we invited him to make a few comments to the group and encouraged him to stay to answer questions.
Did he change any minds, do you think?
No, I don't think he changed any minds at all.
What are the people in your district saying? I mean, it seems to me, if you're talking to people, just ordinary people, most people are not crazy about this at all.
You know, what everybody agrees with is we need to fix our roads.
Yes.
We need to invest in our roads. We already pay $1.7 billion a year in taxes and in fees to be able to do that, but it requires the will and the discipline to actually spend that money appropriately.
I think the other thing, Laura Devlin's with us, by the way, represents the 134th General Assembly District. She is on the Transportation Committee, Finance, Revenue, and Bonding, those two kind of go together, and Education. What are your people, I mean, it's a problem, especially in the southwestern part of the state. No cakewalk up here either. But the fact is, what do you do with things like 95, Metro North? Where do they want to see the money go, and what would be your solution for 95?
So the idea of putting in tolls right on I-95 would be congestion tolling, which is the only option Connecticut could implement, which is designed to jack the toll prices high enough during the times you're driving
so we
to
wouldn't
and from
drive.
Work, 6 to 9 or 4 to 7 in the afternoon, so that it is painful enough to get you off the roads.
And then what?
So to either take a bus, take a train, ride a bike, do something else. Now, it is known through other places that have implemented tolls, the diversion of traffic to back roads and other alternates increases quite a bit. So that's another concern that certainly local residents have. Tolls would be every 6.6 miles. Our exits are every 1 mile. So that's a recipe for a lot of back road congestion.
Yeah, and that's the way it goes. I mean, you know, basically, here's another thing that people bring up. Okay, you add an extra lane. Does that necessarily mean more traffic? Sometimes it does.
So, you know, actually the tolling studies that have been done kind of acknowledge that the tolling in itself will not address congestion.
Right.
And it outlines a build scenario that adds another lane on I-95 with construction going through 2040.
Much as I love Greenwich, you know, I don't want to spend my life there. And sometimes in rush hour, that's what you're doing. So, hey, Laura, thank you for being on. Are you going to be down at the Capitol on Saturday?
I certainly am. Encourage everybody to come out to the No Tolls Rally.
All right. Hey, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on. Yeah, it's noon to 3 at the Capitol on the North Lawn on Saturday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.